father. Mm-hmm. I said, goodbye. Zygazin. There Zygazin, there is Epis, Nishta Zay Kosher. No, you're afraid to talk, and you're afraid to do. In the European children, their respect for the mother with the father was different as it is in this country.
That's right.
So, but now I'm not sorry. I feel happy. I have a very nice family, and I'm very proud of my family, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. And I'm still working, and I don't ask for anything.
That's marvelous. Did you, your first time, you had the rooms on Fulton Street when you came here.
The first month's rent, I paid $20 for four rooms.
And just you and your husband?
I occupied two rooms. It was too much. I didn't have no too much furniture, only the kitchen. And we had a bedroom before my son was born, and that was to turn around to open it, and the front was a wardrobe, and then I heard things what's going on. We sold it. We don't want to have it anymore. And I rented out the upstairs, the two rooms upstairs, to a Mr. Shapiro.
That's it.
A father and a son.
Oh, I see.
And he was a very religious man, and when he came home Friday, or Yom Tov, Namak, Kiddush, and I baked challah, and I asked him to come down to my house to make Kiddush because my husband is not home from work yet. And he did, and a man with a beard up to here, and his brother was a rabbi, that Mr. Shapira's brother was a rabbi in Boston.
Oh.
And when he came, he stayed in my house. That was the first year.
And how long did you live there, about a year, or did you live there more than a year?
A little more than a year, yes. And then when he brought the family home from Russia, when he brought his family here, his wife and two daughters and a son, so they rented the rooms, and I didn't like to live there anymore in these four rooms because with the baby and the toilet in the backyard, and I put my cell phone. We moved into Miller Street on the third floor.
Miller Street.
Miller Street, Wasserman.
Oh,
a box factory, very intelligent people. And I lived there a good while, and then I took in a maid for $8 a month to attend to the baby and to wash and to clean, and I was sitting in sewing on the third floor.
Oh, well, the maid was taking care of your
room. Yes.
I'm sorry. And you, you've always said, how much did you earn? Do you remember what you earned with your sewing?
I never count anything, but it was a pleasure for me, even today. I don't count what I make today, neither.
No.
And I never said anything to my husband how much I make, what I make, till we got the a store.
Mm-hmm.
When we got the store, my husband didn't know what, he didn't know from latest work to here to here. And when we got into this store, it was real tough. They didn't like the Jews.
Nice.
Oy. They threw in Hasmonar to the store.
That's
stones.
That's
and we don't
where
want
was the store?
In South Hill, Carrick. Mount Oliver.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yes. And I thought to myself, is this America?
That was disillusioning, I'm sure.
I don't like America. I said, I'm going to fix it over. That's going to be different. And I did.
You mean you got to know the people there?
A priest comes into the store and asks for a donation. I said, I'm glad you came in, Father. We are going to stay here. We are Jews, born and raised. And before you became a father, didn't you read the Bible?
You told him.
I said, how do you bring up your children? He said, I don't have any. I said, that's your children. You want to see something? You come in lunchtime and then you see what your children are doing to the Jews. And you have nerve enough to come in to a Jew to ask for a donation, you're going to build a church?
Well, you were good. You were smart.
Is this the way of humanity? He said, that's what I would like to see. And I said, oh, then come on in and see. He said, we are not allowed to visit. We need $300, and my husband didn't have to. I said, don't worry, I'll get it. I'll go into summer months, to Minsky's, for the family, what we're buying there, a little bit milk and butter and the cheese, we get me there for geld, so don't worry.
But you had it, huh?
I went into the bank, and I drawed out a few dollars. And I gave to my husband, and he said, "When you have to pay interest, first you have to worry about interest. You have to get the money." And then when he gave me the money to pay back, so I went back to the bank and I put it in, and I showed him where I bought the money. So, and 2 weeks later, he bought me a pair of diamond earrings.
He appreciated your.
And he bought me a dinner ring.
That,
he said, if you're a rascal like that,
you deserve something.
So here you are.
Wonderful. Well, how did you learn to speak English, Mrs. Wang?
Well, I don't know. I cut down. I went down to Kaufman's the first month or 6 weeks I was here. And that high to that morning, I don't know. So I start to talk Russian. Nobody knows. In Polish, they don't know. In Yiddish, they don't, some of them. And I noticed something is going on. When I looked at it, what I need, I said, this. Wait.
So that I knew what you could do.
This is the only thing. And then later on, a Gentile woman in the backyard, she was living there in Fulton Street, and I made a dress for her, and I couldn't talk, and I showed her a book, and I said, showed her the pattern.
Oh.
This. And she came in and teached me.
Is that so?
Yes, no. Bread. Well, bread I knew. Bread. And then one time she went down with me to Kaufman's and she carried my eldest son. She introduced me to a couple of girls, Jewish girls. Mm-hmm. And when I came down, I said, I don't want to talk Jewish to you. And we bought that place, and then later on we bought the building there.
And did your Gentile friends treat you nicely? Did you...
Pardon?
The Gentile people that you met in the United States, did they treat you nicely?
Today, they're still coming to visit with me. Here is a picture. Oh, here. A nun.
Oh, Isn't she pretty?
She was here Christmas Day. She came in to visit me. We were living with her parents there. And her sister is an opera singer. She was here Monday night to visit me.
Isn't that nice? You really kept in contact with all these people. Marvelous. Well, did you ever take Hebrew yourself? Did you ever go to a cheder or a...
In Europe?
In Europe, a cheder.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure.
Did you go every day or did you...
In the evening. Jewish children were not allowed to go in the daytime. Yes.
And did you like music when you were first here? Did you ever go to any concerts or any?
No, we used to go together, my husband and I and the kids. But he was a little musical, my husband.
But, and did you ever play any musical instrument or anything?
Not me. The needle.
The needle, huh?
Yes.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater?
Oh, boy. When Mahler Picken or Madame Lipsivotka played, so my husband went and bought the tickets, go to New York and see those shows.
Is that so?
All the time.
So you went to New York to see
Kessler's, yes.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever attend any lectures here?
No.
Did you ever go to any of the libraries here?
No, ma'am. I didn't have time. I raised a big family. I had 5 kids and worked in the store and a housekeeper and baking and cooking and having dinners in the house from the shul.
That's enough.
And
did you ever get any Pittsburgh newspapers?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember which ones you...
The Front of Vets.
The Forward.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, that was, oh, sure, ever we got this by mail.
Did you ever learn to write here? Did you ever...
No.
And when you came here, did you consider yourself a religious person?
I wouldn't change. I didn't even think of it to change it, to go down from my belief. Mm-hmm. I'm a Jewish woman. I make kosher meat, and I have a kosher house, and I have a mezuzah on my daughter, and I light my candles. And what else can I do?
I am
changed a little bit for all these years.
Well, actually, what they were interested in mostly was like the first 5 years, you know, the first uh-huh. 5 years here.
Oh, that
and
was...
you didn't change anything when you first
no.
came over from what you had...
The same identical thing. The same identical thing.
And when you came here, did you experience any change in your health due to the climate in this country? Did you feel any differently?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
Well, the most the medical care, Dr. Shoup attended to me for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the neighborhood when I was living there, we had a house doctor. He is not living anymore.
Do you remember his name?
Updegraft.
Updegraft?
Yes.
And that he used to come to the house?
To the house, and he was really topsy. And one of his sons went to school with my daughter, my oldest daughter, mm-hmm. and he is on the staff at the Homestead Hospital.
Oh, his son?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
And he took care of the whole family?
Oh,
did he
yes.
deliver
he
your children? Kidnapped, to
No. I had wait a minute. Oh, yes, he delivered. That's right. He delivered two kids.
Mm-hmm.
He started after that. And then my early years before I went in, I had a doctor in Fifth Avenue near Stevenson Street. Davis. Dr. Davis.
Oh, uh-huh.
He was pretty good, too. And then when I moved out at the South Hill, and all these doctors came in to become customers,
uh-huh.
and I did like this doctor. In fact, in my house was living a doctor, a dentist. Friends, oh boy.
You knew a lot of people.
They come here to visit me.
That's wonderful.
Honest to truth.
What organizations did you, the first organizations that you belonged to here?
Here, we became to the shul, to this one.
I see.
And then...
did you belong to any...
The Knights of Pityus.
Mm-hmm.
And the... and my husband belonged to the Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
He belonged not long before he got real sick.
Mm-hmm. And did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity, like with Pushkies or something like
well,
that?
Well, I have. Mrs. Bisaki, before she went to Philadelphia, to Florida, she took the art as if you're interested, I'll show you the receipt.
No, this, what they really want to know is then, you know, years ago when you were first mayor, when you first came
uh-huh.
here, if you had then the first...
I belonged to this orphanage home in New York, from Israel, this orphanage home, this for years and years, so twice a year they sent me in... for the high holidays, they send me in a calendar. Well, naturally, I send them a couple of dollars. And for Easter, they send me a haguda.
I see.
Yes.
And then you send a contribution.
Oh, yes.
And where did you go when you first came here with your husband, like, to have a good time? What did you do for amusement?
Friends. We had an awful lot of friends. Neighbors when we used to live. Now, we used to live in Franklin Street. And we became such a thick friends with the family. Now they don't live anymore. And one Sunday they come on to our house with our family, and we
mm-hmm.
made dinner. And one Sunday we went here. But we were always occupied in the store.
You were busy. Were you ever interested in any sports, or did you go to any sporting events of any kind?
I used to travel to relatives, visit the relatives in the summertime the most. And they sometimes take the kids. Mm-hmm. And we went to Cleveland. I had the relative in Cleveland and in Baltimore. And now,
did you know of the YMCA then? Were you familiar with the YMCA when you first came here?
No.
Any non-Jewish agencies at all that help, were any help to you? And where did you meet? Were there any local meeting places that you would get together with people?
Well, we went to the shul the most. That was the picnic every Saturday, Sunday. But Sunday was heaven.
Is that Saturday?
With the shul. And every month, my husband and I used to send in a sack of potatoes and make a pickled herring for Saturday night.
Oh, uh-huh.
For Saturday night and for Sunday when the Thomas are traveling.
I see. And you sent that to the shul then?
Yes, ma'am. All the members down, they took turns. Every month, a different member at this town.
And then during those first 5 years, how did you meet people? By being neighbors? Or
neighbors. Mm-hmm. Yes, neighbors.
And were you you were friendly with non-Jewish people then, too?
Well, until I moved out to the South Hill.
Not till Carrick?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the people that you first met, did they stay your friends all your...
I still have them.
You still have them?
Some of them. Some of them passed away. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your family here consisted of who? Your cousin? When you first came, who was here? Your cousin?
Velkovitz, yes.
Velkovitz?
Yes.
Did he have a family?
He had one son, he died, and then one daughter. She lives in Arizona or someplace, I don't know.
Did you see a lot of them after you got here? Did you spend a lot of
time? Oh, yes.
Did you celebrate Seder with them or celebrate the holidays with together?
That's right.
And during these first 5 years that you were here, did you keep contact with the people in Europe, with your family?
Oh, every week.
Every week?
Every week. It never passes a week. I shouldn't sit down and write a letter to my parents. That was every Saturday night. And Sunday when my husband came into the city to mail it.
I see.
And every Saturday I got a letter from home, from my people.
You received a letter every...
From my parents, from my sisters, from my brothers. I wish I should have this money, what I paid for, what I spent for my brothers and sisters, and nephews and nieces. I would, even if I would have it, I would still work it.
Yeah.
Because I cannot...
That's the kind of person you are, huh?
I don't know, that this is a sickness, or that this I don't know what
it's,
it is.
It's a healthy thing. I
cannot go in and say, what are you eating? What are you making? What do you make this? What do you make that?
You don't want to nip into whatever season. Well, are you a citizen, Mrs. Wayne? Are you an American citizen?
Oh, my husband became a citizen, so that time when he became a citizen, I couldn't go with him. Mm-hmm. And the law was that time, as the man is a citizen, is the Bible a citizen?
Oh, I see. You became a citizen automatically.
Yeah.
I see. And did you ever vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember when you first voted?
The first voting. Oh, when I was living in the Hill District, in the South Hill.
I see.
Yes.
And do you remember what party you belonged to then?
Democrat.
Any particular reason?
Well, it was when you have a business and you people are coming in or belong to the Democrat,
mm-hmm.
or to the other. And then the president from the bank came in one time and said this to us. Even you are Jews, you're an exceptionally character, you and your husband.
Is that right? Even if you're Jews?
Yes. Wasn't that a nice thing?
Yeah, that's a nice compliment.
Yes. But I'm going to be frank with you. Don't go into politics.
He said to you?
Yes. Stay away from politics. And I said, Mr. Stoltenberg, what is it? He said, when you're in business, you cannot be a politician. It's no good. I said, I want to know. clear what the meaning is. I'm a greenhorn. And he said, if you are for the Democrats, the other party will hate you. If you are with the other party, the Democrats will hate you. So make up your mind, you belong to one. So one customer comes in and he signed up.
That's really something.
Did you ever hear histories like that?
No, no.
And then it was, he was next to him, some kind of a high official, Johnson. And all very high class people, and they come into the store. Monthly customers, and I could answer from, they're going to change this. From then on, they didn't like me. I said, so many sonim have goyish gets out, no heine, and I'll be how to on with the high class. And I'm still a Democrat.
Well, you stuck to your guns.
That's all what it is to it. Just the same, I didn't go to a meeting to the B'nai B'rit for 5 years. And I'm still an honorable member. Never. I don't know why.
Well, when did you first meet your husband and how did you meet him?
We were brought up together.
You were brought up together?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old were you when you got married?
21.
21. And was he about the same age?
He was a little, a few months older. And when we came here, he was supposed to go to the army there.
Oh, I see.
And I said, not over my dead body. Next year, we're going to be married and we're going to be in America.
I see. So that was one of the reasons why you came? So
yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And were you married over there?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And you had known each other for a long time?
From what?
From the time you were little?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here. Well, these books is really something.
I'd like to look at them. Did your family ever talk about arranging a marriage, or? Or did you decide yourself who you wanted to marry?
No, they talked about it, and they noticed certain things what we done. Any time when he came in to my house, his aunt was living across. Their house faced our house in the same street. We lived to the left, and there his relatives on the right. So our windows always, and they noticed, the parents noticed it. So something is there.
He was from the same town then as you?
Yes.
And did any of your friends or family marry non-Jews at that time?
Not what I know. Yeah. Maybe now. God forbid, no.
Did you have any problems with adjustment during the first years of your marriage with your husband?
No, nothing at all.
And who made the decisions in your house?
Naturally, the big boss.
You. And
that
was that the
one.
Same as in your house,
yes.
As your parents? Or did your mother make the decisions in your house?
That I don't. I think in Europe was the man was the leader. Mm-hmm. But here, in fact, when my older son graduated high school and he was ready to go to college, and we were talking about it, and $75 a semester, don't forget, was that time.
And it was a big $75.
Huh?
I said that was a big $75.
We paid. And then my son said, oh, daddy's sick. My mother works. I'm not going to college. I'm going to get a job. And I'm going to go to college at night. And he did.
Did he? Good for him. Good for him.
He is with the telephone company for 42 years, my son.
Is that so?
And next year, God will help me if I'll be able to make it. He's going to be retired.
Oh, that's wonderful. And your daughter, where did your daughter graduate college too? Well, and how about your other children? Did they? Well, high school education?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My younger son didn't go to college, and my younger daughter didn't go to college. They didn't care. Mm-hmm. But the other one, that my oldest one, she was born with the music, and she, her music is like her mother with the needle.
And she teaches at the...
At the Indiana.
Indiana. Where, in Indiana?
Indiana's a college, yes. Mm-hmm. Indiana, PA.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She lives there.
Oh, I see.
That's her daughter. This one is her daughter.
Oh, cute.
And this is her son. He's a professor at Purdue College.
Is that so? Her son is at Purdue. And did your children receive any Jewish education, Mrs. Swain? Did they go to
college? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Each and every one, all the three boys, was a nice bar mitzvah, especially the oldest one is out of the question.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Did the girls go too?
No. My oldest daughter, I had a rabbi coming into the house.
Oh, I see.
From Sunday till Friday. And to teach him writing Jewish and reading. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was sitting and figuring out, and she said, Mother, how do you write the Jewish alphabet? And I wrote the Jewish alphabet.
Oh.
And she reads a Jewish paper.
Is that so? She you taught her.
Oh, God. Oh, yes.
And is there any big difference from between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
I brought them up the same way as I was brought up. It didn't make any difference. They knew see Shabbos and see Yom Tov. In fact, when they come, my daughter was here last week, and she said, Mother, I still remember you made this for this day and this. How do you make it? I said, don't make, because you'll spoil it.
She'll spoil the memory, huh?
Yes. Don't make anything. Oh, yes. In fact, till about 5 years ago, 5 years, it's going to be 5 years this coming Easter since I give up not to make any more a big dinner for...
Is that for everybody?
For the children. Especially the one from Indiana and my younger daughter here.
Yeah.
And I figured I cannot do it.
Too hard. Well,
it's too
the
hard.
The family
it's
gets
one
big
thing.
And it just gets
bigger. And I don't have any more. I have the all this pace of the conditions, but I cannot do it. This way, when I was living in a big home and I had
several
dishes
pots
to my
and everything,
hundred, yeah. The big pots. I give it to my daughter, my old big pots and pans.
Yeah. I know my mother gave them to me.
And I give it those big basin what you chop fish to my daughter. Last year, when my great-grandson was bar mitzvah, they cooked the fish, my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law, and they said, oh, well, I'm going to chop it. I said, take my shizzle. So she grabbed it. She said, Mother, I'm not going to give you back. I said, keep
I
it. Keep it.
Did you have any problems with your children due to the fact that you were an immigrant? Did you feel that was any problem?
No, ma'am. In fact, I'll tell you, but I look at it now, what's going on with this college. This is my granddaughter, my oldest son's daughter.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful picture?
She has a boy 14 years old.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. That little one, you could eat her up.
Oh.
She has like a sparkle in her eye.
Oh.
You want to tell me how old you are, Mrs. Swain?
Could you believe it? How old do you think I am?
Well.
Just give a guess.
I'll take a guess.